Green tea. To my Lola. I'm sorry this isn't written in Tagalog. I know how happy that would make you. But even if it was, I still don't think you'd understand. I'm more sorry for that. My grandma, the white one, was crowned homecoming queen in the 60s. She graced Salt Lake's football field with roses pressed to her chest and a crown on her head. That same decade, your father was beheaded by the Japanese. You were a baby. Strapped to your mother's back, she walked on bare feet. You watched the sunset behind dust and smog. It burned red, and so did your fear. My grandma, the white one, has 400 friends on Facebook and wears bright and jewelry to Bible study. You flew 7,000 miles to the United States only to stay locked inside the guest bedroom with the dinner tray, watery eyes scanning subtitles of Fox News while the rest of us ate Thanksgiving dinner in the living room. My grandma, the white one, brews coffee in a Keurig. Every Sunday we sit in her backyard counting hummingbirds while we sip. The last time you visited, you asked for tea. I plopped a Lipton peach green packet into a mug of hot water. You told my father it was the best tea you ever had. I cried while doing the dishes, holding your cup in my hands, watching the only memory of us I have spiral down the drain, washed away by white soap and bubbling guilt.